Okay, ask Catherine. Very good question from a subscriber through the webinar software tonight. They ask, do you have a backup plan of what you would do in the event that the United States were to become, in your view, too oppressive? Well, this is an excellent question, and so let me give you my answer. I organize my life around what I'm for, not what I'm against. And one of the things I've discovered is there's, you know, for me, there's no point in trying to get away from what's going on. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Instead of wanting to get away, I want to go right into the middle of it. First of all, I don't think there is an away. If you study all the efforts to go to another country or to create an eco village and, you know, in a remote area, what you discover is that there is no away. If you look at the systems that are centralizing, in my opinion, they're everywhere. If you look at invasive technology, it's everywhere. Not to say that you can't get to a very remote place, but I'm not someone who wants to live in a very remote place. So I think the globalization and the effort to control centrally and to tyrannize is everywhere, and I just don't believe that there isn't a way. I think there are places which are easier to get along in right now, or where the economy is growing instead of having an aging population without resources to take care of it. So yes, there are places that are in a relatively better place than us, but I think we have a global problem and we need global solutions. If you read the article I wrote, it's a foreword to one of Carolyn Baker's books. It's called Living History. And one of the things I describe is the fact that for 500 years, if you study the history of my family, they've been trying to get away from central control. And at some point I realized there's no point in running away. I need to turn around and walk or ride smack into the center of it and deal with the heart of the matter. So, again, I think we have a global model. We need to change the global model. And it's very important to me to travel broadly and to live and travel globally, which I have been doing and want to continue to do. But there's no, in my heart, I don't want to get away. I want to turn and walk right into the center of the issue. And certainly I'm glad tonight to have as a guest somebody who is also in his own way doing the same thing.